Bezos Hashem Yizbarek L'Daf for Shabbos Kodesh Parsha Shlach is Daf Pehei, the 305th Daf in Shas. The Gemara will continue analyzing on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, going to Pehei Amud Aleph, the halachos of a gag that is next to a Rishus HaRabim. When could the gag, the roof, be considered a Rishus HaYachid, and when does it become Batel to the Rishus HaRabim? The Gemara will continue analyzing that all the way through Pehei Amud Aleph. The Gemara will compare that to two houses that have churvos beinehem, that have destroyed houses between them, which accounts for the diagram in the middle of the Gemara on Amud Beis, on Pehei Amud Beis, which will take us all the way into the halachos of Zrika as well in Rishus HaRabim, that will make reference to Gemaras that we've learned earlier in Daf Yomi and Daf Tzadivav. And then we will have a new Mishnah about the appropriate placement of the Erev. Where is it acceptable to place an Erev, and where is it not acceptable to place an Erev? And the Gemara will continue to analyze those above-mentioned places in the Mishnayis as it concludes Pehei Amud Beis. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, where we left off on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara had told us, we are going to pick up with Maskif La Rav Papa. The Gemara preceding that had told us a halacha of a roof that is close to a Rishus HaRabim, that if it does not have a ladder that is permanent, which lowers the roof into a house, in other words, someone in a house can go up to the roof, and someone on the roof could go down into the house. In such a case, the roof is considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara now asks a question. Maskif La Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked, maybe the only reason why you need a ladder there is for a very particular reason, and not because the roof is within 10 tfachim and necessarily accept the rule of Abaye, which is five lines from the top, that any time another Rishus is within 10 tfachim, it will automatically aser. V'dilma, maybe over there by the Gag, kisharabim mikasvin alav, that we're talking about a case where people are constantly taking off their objects and loading them from the Rishus HaRabim onto the Gag. It's a loading area. Bekumsa v'sudra, particularly for their hats and their scarves. Rashi explains that normally we say that something that's of 9 tfachim is used likasef to load and unload, but something that's already 10 tfachim is not used for that. So Rashi says, but that does not apply to the kova and the soda. In fact, I always joke with my friends, my colleagues in yeshiva, when I get off the bus right before Shara Ashpot, at the entrance to the Kotel, about 100 feet away from the security, there are short poles that are there next to the ground, mamish around 8, 9, 10 tfachim, and that is exactly where we are omed likasa. If we take our stuff off the bus, sometimes they have the towels and tefillin, a briefcase, a hat, and so on. It's mamish, this case that we describe in the Gemara, right there, before the security to the entrance to the Kotel HaMaravi. So that's Rav Papa's rejection of Abaye's defense, and it's Akasha. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Gemara continues the last few words on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You have a pit, which is between two courtyards. Mufleges Mikosel Ze Arba. It's distant four tfachim from one chatzer. Umikosel Ze Arba. And from another wall, four tfachim. If there's a pit that is between two courtyards, that's of four tfachim distance from either wall, zemoitziz is kol shehu, there is a rod that goes out from one chatzer a little bit, umemale, and then the chatzer A could fill up from it, vizemoitziz is kol shehu, umemale. Take a look at diagram Tuf Pei Tes in the Hod V'Hadar, where we clearly have the two chatzeros that open into an area that doesn't have diurim, Rashi emphasizes. And let us see what is being emphasized by Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel through the words of Rashi. This is Rashi in Dibra Maschil Zem Motzi. The easiest way to learn this is to do the Rashi inside. On the second line, Rashi says, the kiman de mufleg is dalit. Since it's four tfachim, the pit is four tfachim from either chatzer, lo shalti be lesar zeal ze. Normally, one chatzer asers onto another, and therefore, if the pit would be ascribed or adjoined to one of the chatzeros, so then in such a case, that would prohibit the other chatzer from using it. However, in this case, explains Rashi, since it's four tfachim, the pit is four tfachim away from either chatzer, so then in such a case, lo shalti be lesser zel zeh. And that's why either side could fill up. Rashi points out, really, the ziz, this metal protrusion that goes out from each chatzer over the area of four tfachim before the mavui, is really not required at all, according to halacha. However, it is used as a heker that people should not employ this instance and say, well, here you're allowed to carry in that mavui that has two chatzeros opened up to it, in the sense that you're allowed to fill up the water, either chatzer. So then people will come in general to carry in a karmelis, or that, for that matter, in a mavui that's not ma'uruf. Rashi points out that the chshash, we have a similar chshash when it comes to a karmelis in the Gemara Shabbos on Kuf, on the base. Rav Yehuda didei amar, that's where Rav Yehuda quoted from Shmuel, continues the Gemara four lines to the top. However, Rav Yehuda himself held a filu kanya. Even if it's not a ziz that comes out of the wall, which is a large rod, even a small wooden rod is going to be enough. Amale Abaye the Rav Yosef, Abaye taught that this halacha that Rav Yehuda had mentioned has to be built on the teaching of Shmuel. So Abaye said this to Rav Yosef, Hadar Rav Yehuda de Shmueli. This the Rav Yehuda just taught us, that it will be permissible follow Shmuel. De'ida Rav, why can't it go according to the opinion of Rav? Ha'amar ein adam oise al-chaveroi derech avir. Rav was of the opinion that if I am using the mavui only for its air space, in other words, in this case, I'm not walking and carrying things. I'm just filling up a water from a pit. In such a case, even if there wasn't a kani or a ziz, it would not be a problem at all. Because ein adam oiser al chaveroi derech avir. A person doesn't make it aser through the air. Udishmuel mehecha. And how would we know, according to Shmuel, that is a problem? Ilema meha, if we're going to say it gets involved in yesterday's daf. Damar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Gaga Samach L'Rishus Haram, Tzarech Sulam Kavua La'atiro, that Shmuel had taught us that a gag that's next to Rishus Harabim, if it's not clear that the gag serves and is connected and adjoined to Rishus HaYachid, if it has the din of the Rishus HaRabim, and we see from there that even the Derech Avir is Oser, explains Rashi in Dibra Maschil Tzarech that this roof is only used by people in the Rishus HaRabim if they would throw things onto the roof. So we see that according to Shmuel, Adam Oser Al Chaveroi Derech Avir. The Gemara rejects this proof, Dilma Kidder of Papa. Maybe that would not be a raya according to Rav Papa. Rav Papa, Rashi points out, in Dibar Maschil Delma, said that a gag could be used for a regular tashmish, as we said in the beginning of today's daf, that is used lekasef specifically for umsa v'sudra, hats and scarves. And therefore, there would be no raya that Shmuel would hold that the avir would be Oser. Maybe Shmuel agrees with Rav, Ein Adam Oser Al Chavero Derech Avir. So Gemara attempts another source that says that Shmuel holds that the Avir Chavero is also Oser. Elameha. Zemotziz is Koshu Umemale, Vizemotziz is Koshu Umemale. Each individual, when there is a pit, as we mentioned above, four tfachim away, the Gemara deduces, Taima de Ofik. The only reason it would be acceptable for each one to fill up, in our case of the mavoi that has a pit, a distance of four tfachim away from either wall, is because there is a ziz that is going out. Otherwise, it would be usered. Why? Because, as we suggested, Shmuel is of the opinion, Adam oiser al chaver derech avir. Uderav, and Rav who disagrees, Mehecha. How does he know? Ein Adam Yisrael Chaver Der Chaver. Ilema Meha. If we're going to say it's from the case of Shteg Zusteros that we've discussed yesterday, Zul Mala Mizu, that if you have two of these porches that are over the water, then in such a case, Asu Mechitza Al Yonav, Asu Mechitza Tachton, Shteina Surah Zach Yarvu. If they made a 10 Tvachim wall to be able to correspond all the way down to the water and make a virtual wall all the way into the water, so then in such a case, nevertheless, it's going to be usher to fill up the water in that gezustra, because there is another gezustra around that asses the other until there's an eruv. The only time we said this is if they're close to each other. Aval b'mufleges arba, but if they're already a four tvachim distance, so then in such a case it's disjoined. El yonah muteres v'tachtona asura. The one above is mutter, and the bottom one is asur. Analyzes the Gemara. Now the only way you could reach from the lower gzustra to the upper one is derech ha'avir, is by throwing something. So what do we see? We see over here that the halacha is that the upper one you can carry in, and we say, Ein Adam Osa Chaver Derech Avir, because if we say Adam Osa Chaver Derech Avir, you could still toss from one to the next. Does Gemara Dilma Shani Hacha, Tkiva Delezeb Izrika, Vishilshul, maybe over here it's different. Normally we would say Adam Osa Chaver Derech Avir. However, in this case, you're able to reach the sea from the lower one with both Zrika and Shilshul. Vilaze, and for the upper one, Bishulshul Chode, only by lowering down, and not through Zrika. Kilaze, Bilzrika, Vilaze, Bepesach Dami. So then, that in that particular case, it resembles an instance where one person is able to use the public area as a Pesach, and the other only through Zrika. And we would ascribe the public area to the one who could use it through Pesach and not through Zrika. And we consider it as if he's able to relate to one through the public Rabban through Zrika for one instance, and the other is mamish considered like a Pesach. And only in such a case would Rav say that the Avir is not Oser. However, maybe Rav would agree in a case in which one is not easier than the other, it's not a case of Kezeb Bezriko, Kezeb Pesach, then in such a case, maybe he would agree that the Avir would be Oser Zal Zeh. So where do we know that Rav holds Ein Adam Oysel Chaveroi Derech Havir? Ela suggests the Gemara Mehadar of Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravo, Amar Rav. Like Rav Nachman told the name Rav Avo and the name of Rav, Shnei Batim, there are two houses, Vishalosh Churvos, and three empty areas, demolished areas. Let's take a look and see that in our diagram, Tuf, Sadi, Aleph, in the Hod Vahadar. You see on the edges, houses. In between, there are a few abandoned areas. Zemishtamish b'som shalo alidei zrika. You're allowed to use the house on one end. Is allowed to throw into the churva that's close to it through zrika. And the other extreme, they're also allowed to do Zriko v'amtsoi Aser, and the middle one is going to be Aser. The Gemara is going to show us how Rav analyzed this teaching. Rashi will flesh it out in Dibra Maschil Ela B'smucha, as well as in Rashi Dibra Maschil Zemishtamesh, that we see over here that even though during the week, all houses over here use all of the churvos, but the only way that they use the churva that's furthest away from them is derech ha'avir, is throwing things inside. And what do we see? We see that derech ha'avir is not enough to aser on the churva that's next to me. Even though the bayis on the other side uses the churva closest to me, derech ha'avir, that's not enough to be oser. So this would be the makor for Shitas Rav, that Ein Adam Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Havir. Asks the Gemara, Yosef Bruna V'Kamala Shmaitza. Rav Bruna was sitting and teaching this teaching. Amar Le Rav Eliezer Bar Be Reb Rav. Amar Rav Hachi. Rashi explains that there is an implicit comment over here by Rebbe Elazar that the explanation to the opinion of Rav that the closer churvas are mutter, but the middle one is usser, is for the exact opposite svara that we had suggested earlier. And that is, the middle one is going to be usser because avir chav churva beino levatim, that it was used by both parties. Aye, if that's so, but what about the churva that's closest to me, that even people further away used to use? The reason for that is a different reason, explains Rashi. Because of the concept tashmishan kosha lichitzonim. It's very hard to use the outer ones, the furthest away from your house, and since it's hardest to use that, so then in such a case, the one that's next to you is aser. However, in general, avir chavero would be oser. That was, as Rashi explains, what Rabbi Elazar presumed is the reason why it's aser. Amrlei in. So Rabbi Bruna said yes. He said the middle one is aser. Rabbi Elazar was still bothered. Amrlei, so he said, achvilei ushpize, show me where Rav used to say on Shabbos. Achvilei, they showed it to him. In other words, Rabbi Elazar wanted to ask him a shayla. Asa kamei de Rav. He came in front of Rav, Amrlei, and he said to Rav, Amr Mar Hachi, did you say that the middle one is Aser? Amrlei in, and he said, yes, that's what I said. Amrlei, so Rabbi Elazar said to Rav, Amar Huda Amar, but didn't you yourself teach, Lazeb is Shoshul, Ulazeb is Rika, Shnehen Asurin, that if one lowers it down and the other with Zrika, we learn in the bottom of Pei Gimel and Beis that they aser on each other. So why is it, explains Rashi, that there it's going to be that even the churva that's closest to the bayis should also be aser? Because at the end of the day, just like shilshul, even though it's a little bit better than Zrika, is not considered enough of a shimush, so too, it's not normal to use the churva that's next to you, even though it's more common than Zrika. Amalei, Rav responded to Misavre de Kame Kshura Lo, de Kaimi Kachatsuva. We're talking about a case where the churvos, we're not sitting three of them along each other, but rather, as you see in diagram Tof Tzadi Beis, you have two churvos that are adjoining each other in between the two houses, and then a third churva that crosses along vertically in the back. You can even see it in the diagram in our Gemara. The third area is also for a totally different reason. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's the Avir Chavero. The usage of his friend Derech Avir is not enough. However, over here, the third that is in the back is directly open into both houses. And that's why the third one is going to be Aser. The middle one is going to be Aser. And it's for that particular reason, and only that particular reason, that the middle one is Aser. Because it's not simply used by the Avir Chavero, but his Chaver Mamish uses it. Now the Gemara goes on to analyze the Shita of Shmuel. Shmuel, we learned on Amud Aleph, holds that Avir Chavero is Aser. Amar le Rav Papa le Rava, Rav Papa said to Rava 8 lines in on Pehei on the base, Lema Shmuel les le de Revi Dimi, that Shmuel does not hold the Revi Dimi. Dichas Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Shein Bo Dalet Al Dalet Mutar le Bnei Rosh Hashanah, u Bnei Rosh Hashanah Yachid, le Kasei Falav. If you have an area that's not 4x4, then people are allowed to fix their packages on it because it's considered an area of tour. But the one thing is that they can't use it as a trick, that each one puts down his package to give the other, and they pass things to each other that way. Now over there, you're using the Avir Ba'alma, and nevertheless, each chaver is using the Avir Ba'alma, and they're not asering each other. Answers the Gemara, Hacha Rishuyos Derabanan. There, when it comes to the case of Olmei Likasef, they're the only Shiloh that we were dealing with. There's no Takana Derabanan in regards to the Amudim. So then, we leave it by the Din Doraisa, and on a level of Doraisa, the Avir would not be Oser. However, Hacha Rishuyos Derabanan, here we're talking about, when it comes to the instance that we had started with in today's Daf, a pit, and four tfachim in between, and the issue of whether Adam Osra Chavero Derech Avir, That is entirely a question of chatzeros, and that is an iser derabbanan. And the chacham felt the need to strengthen the takana more than the din Torah itself. The Gemara now goes back to the case of where someone lives next to a churva, that he could use the churva next to him and throw inside, and we don't say that his chaver will be osir on him derech chavir. Says the Gemara, Amar le Ravina le Rava, mi amar Rav hachi, did Rav say that wouldn't be osir derech chavir? Va'itmar, didn't we learn on Shabbos, Sadi Zayin Amar Alf, Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, if you have two houses, two sides of Rishus HaRabim, Rav Baravana, Amar Rav, Asur Lizraik Mizeh Lizeh, it's prohibited to throw from one to the next. Shmuel Amar Mutter. So what do we see? That Rav says that Tavir is going to be Oser. Shmuel Helts Mutter Lizrok Mizeh Lizeh. Amar Le Rava said to Ravina to defend Rav, Lav Miukimna Demadli Chad Umechati Chad. We learned over there in that Suya that one house was taller than the other, and we're afraid that's going to be a hard throw. The Zimnin de Mingar Vinafel, and the object is going to fall in between the two houses, Vasila Suye, and someone's going to come to carry it. And that's the reason it's going to be Yasser. But Eina Chinami, in terms of Avir Bein Habotim, the fact that it also is Avir Chavero, Rav is consistent with his position that the Avir Chavero does not prohibit. We're going to conclude a little bit early the daf for Shabbos Kodesh. Daf Pehei Amabez. We will pick up Sunday's daf Be'ezer Hashem on the Mishnah on Pehei Amabez. I'm recording this before Shabbos, and I want to make sure that we're mekayim all the mitzvos of Shabbos kiro'ui. So we'll stop a little bit short, and Be'ezer Hashem on Sunday, we will pick up with the Mishnah on Pehei Amabez.